This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Emily Salinas Gonzalez. Date of birth, February the 26th, 1980. Case ID number is 617-8645. Date of exam, May the 30th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Krista Spahn, dated 6/21/2022. Identifying information. This is a 43-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, amputation of the left big toe, and anemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she was cleaning buildings for 2 years. During that time, she worked part-time, 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a mobile home with her sister and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hyperlipidemia. Number four, amputation of the left big toe. And number five, anemia. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2019, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 80 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease, but states that she has had problems with her kidneys and has been told that she has some nephropathy. She checks her blood glucose 3 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 58 to 160 mg/dL. Her blood glucose level today was 115 mg/dL. She is presently on Tradjenta 5 milligrams QD and Lantus 30 units sub-Q QD. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was, but states that she has been fairly stable with her medications. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2019, she was having shortness of breath and blurred vision. She denies any chest pain or headaches, and denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. She has been told that she has problems with her kidneys. Her blood pressure at this visit was 183 over 106 mmHg, which is very high. She is presently on metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams BID. She does not appear to be well controlled. Allegation number three, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that she denies having a high cholesterol level, and no further questioning was done on this allegation. Allegation number four, amputation of the left big toe. The claimant states that in March of 2022, she developed a ulcer and cellulitis with ganglium of her left big toe area. X-rays were performed, and a surgery was eventually performed, which consisted of a distal partial amputation of the left big toe and the first metatarsal. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. She states she does have numbness in her right foot. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, slowly, stand for 10 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs with the rails, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She does have a cane and a walker that she uses most of the time. And her physician is Dr. Kamat, K-A-M-A-T. She is presently on Tylenol 325 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain. And she says the only physical activity she does is walking to the mailbox. Allegation number four, anemia. The claimant states that in 2019, she was diagnosed with iron deficiency anemia. She denies any bleeding or transfusions given for her condition. She states that she felt weakness, fatigue, dizziness, and short of breath. She was started on ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams BID. And she states that since she's been on the medication, her symptoms have resolved and she feels much better. She does not recall what her hemoglobin and hematocrit levels were. Medications, Tradjenta, 5 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, metoprolol, tartrate, 50 milligrams BID, ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams BID, Lantus, 30 units sub-Q QD, and furosemide, 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, history of nephropathy, anemia, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, resolved, history of left forearm staph infection in 2019, with incision and drainage, cholecystectomy in 2017, and left big toe amputation in March of 2022 with a distal partial first metatarsal amputation. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per week for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 226 pounds, height 5 feet 4.5 inches, BP 183 over 106 mmHg, heart rate 90 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 38, general. This is a 43-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, but with some signs of retinopathy. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant had very poor dentition and multiple missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were eagerly round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, and confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200, pinhole is 20/100, corrected is 20/50, OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Could you please drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, there is a left 6-centimeter scar, and the claimant does have Charcot's disease of both ankles. She has a positive left toe amputation with a removal of the first metatarsal, and her other toes appear to be deformed as well. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat antalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane that she used all the time. Her hand-eye coordination was normal, and her finger-to-nose was normal as well. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have some tenderness of her left big toe area. And there was joint swelling, some erythema, and deformity noted, which consisted of Charcot syndrome of both feet. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially in the foot area. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels, but was unable to walk on her toes, as well as walking at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a cane at all times. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for both feet area. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the left foot, where the claimant has an amputation of the left big toe and first metatarsal. along with Charcot syndrome of both feet. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields as well as in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a left toe amputation and Charcot syndrome, as well as poorly controlled diabetes mellitus. Probable diagnoses: number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. Number two, hypertension, being treated at this time, blood pressure was 183/106 mmHg, which is high. Number three, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that she is not being treated for this condition and does not have it anymore. Number four, amputation of the big toe with distal partial of the first metatarsal, secondary to osteomyelitis and gangrene, appears to be clean and well intact at this time, with signs of mild irritation. Number five, anemia, dash, being treated at this time, has improved, and the claimant states she feels much better. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Emily S. Gonzalez.